Lots of advice out there recently on how American women should speak if they want to be taken seriously, especially young women. But actually, what's so wrong with the way women speak? And is it just American women getting this unsolicited advice? One of our interns here at The World put those questions to linguists around the globe.
Hi, my name is Maura Lavelle, and currently I am working very hard not to say or like. Lately, Anne Friedman has been getting a lot of criticism for just that. Friedman is a freelance journalist, and she has a podcast called Call Your Girlfriend. She and her co-host have been told more than once they were unlistenable because they say like and too frequently. In response, she wrote a column called Can We Just, Like, Get Over the Way Women Talk?
All of these things are sort of being pointed out as tics of speech that are particular to women and are things that women need to watch out for if they need to be or want to be taken more seriously.
It's not just the word like. Women have been critiqued for apologizing too frequently, for vocal fry, that thing where you hold out your vowels in the back of your throat, for uptalk, when you end every sentence like a question, and a host of other vocal tics that are seen as especially female. But Americans are not alone in the conviction that women speak differently.
In Spain, for instance, the speech of middle-upper-class women is characterized by adding diminutive suffixes. In Spanish, they would be ito, ita, or ella, ico to everything.
That's linguistic anthropologist Inma Garcia Sanchez, who works in Spain. Anthropologist Mary Good researches young women's speech patterns in the islands of Tonga, South Pacific. And she says there's a stereotype there about the way young women talk.
People tend to say that young women gossip more than young men. I don't know that it's necessarily true, but it's one of the things that older people talk about in young people's speech.
You can find this stuff everywhere. If you watch a Tanzanian beauty pageant, you'll see that women are judged partly on the purity of their language. They're supposed to speak only Swahili or only English because mixing the two is considered less feminine. Or, if you speak Japanese, there are polite and non-polite forms for basically every single verb. Today, young women are dropping these polite forms, so there is the sense that younger women are rude. But do women really speak all that differently, or is it just a stereotype? I asked communications professor Sherry Bowen.
I think another important thing to look at when you're considering differences in language and ways of speaking for men and for women is to back up and say, how are we valuing those different ways of speaking if they do really exist?
Because it's clear that younger American men have some of the same tics. They have vocal fry, they say like and you know. Spanish men use diminutives. Japanese men drop polite verb forms. Men and women do not speak all that differently. Mostly, it's that the way women talk is seen as lesser, says Robin Lakoff, a linguist who pioneered the study of language and gender.
Every language that we've looked at, there are things that are identified as what men do and are identified as what women do. And usually, more often than not, certainly, the things that are identified as what women do are the ones that people look down on and call bad ways of talking, whatever they are.
So Anne Friedman, for one, is ready for us to just get over it.
If someone doesn't take you seriously, it is probably their own perceptions of you as a woman or of speech patterns they associate with women. And I think like those are big entrenched problems that we don't solve by saying, stop saying like.
With all that in mind, I'm not that concerned about the way I talk. For The World, I'm Maura Lavelle.